Reish Nun Gimel, Sif Beis, and we're towards the end. We're on the bottom of, mine it says page 44. In the Ramah, towards the end of Sif Beis, and we are three lines from the bottom of the Ramah. So we said, we're talking about the halachas of Chazara, and then we said, Yesh Aymrim, that all of these halachas of Oida B'yoda and all that type of stuff is only also when you took it off Erev Shabbos and you want to put back on Shabbos. But if you took it off on Shabbos, you don't have to worry about if you put it down on the ground. V'chei Noyagin, he says, in the ovens, fine. Toiv Lahachmer. And then he said, and it's done in L'kulei Amasa, that we said is a problem because of Bishul. So we're three lines on the bottom. So it's an interesting reason why, I don't know why he says B'shema Yesh Oimrim. He says if you take the food out of the oven, so then you're not allowed to put it into pillows and to sheets and towels and stuff like that. So let's see, we really had this in the Mishabura, but let's see the Mishabura Samach Tes. Also L'anicha is the Zemikri Tchilas Hatmana. Because you're taking it, it was in the oven. That's Shehiyah. And now you're taking it out of the oven and you're putting it into something that insulates it. So that's brand new insulating on Shabbos. The mashia munich bitchila betanur in yanacharu. The fact that it was in the oven, that's shia, that's not hatmana. Uchadilel b'sivkat and samach beis, that we said last time in sivkat and samach beis, that it says if you take a pot off the fire, you could put it back on a different oven. It doesn't have to be the same oven as long as it's grufa k'tuma. But there the Mishaburu says, because that's all chazara. But to put something into insulating now, that's a brand new thing, you can't do that. Vein time in Shabbos, he continues, Afilu b'davish and mais of evil. And on Shabbos, you're not allowed to insulate, even in something that doesn't add any heat. So, v'lochein, afilu hayadayna maichol cham v'reseach aser, even if the food is still boiling hot, it doesn't make a difference, because you're doing hatmana, the hatmana is aser on Shabbos. It's like throwing in another thing. We find that atmana by definition means that it has to be fully surrounded. So if you do it in a way that it's not atmana because on the top it's uncovered, it's mutter. Like we had before. So now this is really, again, he's bringing, the Rama brings it, Yesh Aymrim Shem Dagaz Mordechai. If you look on the in the Shartzion, Samach Gimel, he says, like I said before in the Mishnah Berura, Haynu Madisa Sham de Mikira Latman Aser, Vuhu Bi Yishalmi Seif Perek Ba Metaymitz, Beferish Yishalmi over there, Chen Kosav Agro Mekar Mizeh, Ulepele Mashahevi Bel Yerabba Sheish Mekilim Bazeh, Vala Yishalmi Mefurashu. How could the Yerabba say there are those who are Mekil, it's a Mefurash Yishalmi. So again, I don't know why the Rama, when he says like V'yei Shaimrim Ki'ilu, there's another tzad here. Sounds like there is another tzad, but that's the halach. Okay, continues the Rama. Yei Shaimrim. Another aspect to Chazara. So till now we had Chazara on Shabbos. Till we now, that you took off on Shabbos and put it back on Shabbos. Then we had Chazara, the concept of you took it off on Erev Shabbos and you're putting it back on Shabbos. And now we have another concept of Chazara. Yei Shaimrim. D'chol shu samuch l'chashecha. Oy samuch l'barchu. Shu kabbalah Shabbos l'didon. Anytime it is close to nightfall or close to barchu, which is considered kabbalah Shabbos for us. If it is so close, that if it would be a cold pot at the moment, you would not be able to heat it up, it wouldn't be able to be heated up before Shabbos starts. It has the same halachas as if it's already Shabbos. Yesh mekilim, but the minig is to be make, and the minig is to be makel. Ach toiv lahachmer b'mokam shein tzarek kol kach, says the Rama, but it's good to be machmer in a place when there's not such a big need. So let's see the Mishnah Berura to understand this. Sivkat and ayin. Yesh ayimrim d'chol shu samach. Kedei lahavin divra yesh ayimrim. In order to understand this yesh ayimrim, says the Mishnah Berura, mukhrach ani laharachsas. I'm forced to go at length a bit. Dehinei. Hataisus and the Rosh and their group, they proved It's possible to have the halachas of Chazara on Erev Shabbos itself. If you took off the pot from the fire on Friday, our ovens, you're not allowed to put it back on the oven. So they prove that somehow there's a concept of Chazara on Erev Shabbos, that I took it off Erev Shabbos, and I'm putting it back Erev Shabbos, and still I'm going to need Garu Fukatam on Erev Shabbos. V'hikshu al zeh, so but then, once they come to this conclusion, they say, now we have a problem. Im kein dasvinan lahachza afilu b'Erev Shabbos, if you're telling me I can't take my pot off the fire and put it back on Erev Shabbos, are you telling me Friday morning I took off my pot from the oven and now I want to put it back on for Shabbos? Lo yeyocha lahachzir. I can't put it on unless I do grufa k'tuma. How does this work? Like, what? Where's the shear of what's called Shabbos already that I have to start doing halachas of chazara and grufa k'tuma? Umaski, so therefore they come to the conclusion, Dim hu samach l'chashechel kol kach, if it's so close to Shabbos. Ad shim hayakar, if this pot would be cold, it's rather not cold, but if it would be cold, loy hayayachel l'arsichay b'yisiz man, loy hayayachel b'yisiz man, asru az l'achzer b'lay grifa. If it's such a short amount of time, that if the pot would be cold, there would be not enough time for it to heat up before Shabbos, so then, at that point, I would be usher to put it back on, even hot, without grufa. Now, what's the point here? Like, where does this come from? Like, what isser is there? There's no isser. We know you're allowed to put something on Erev Shabbos, and it could cook on Shabbos. What's the big deal? The Teretz, if it's so close to Shabbos, we're afraid that you might actually do Chazara on Shabbos. So, Chazara on Shabbos, you need grufa k'tuma. So therefore, we make you do grufa ketumah in this short period before Shabbos, so that you shouldn't mix it up. V'kula chad gzeirahi, and it's all really one gzeirah. You can say, one second, what's going on over here? Chazara on Shabbos is only a gzeirah. And you're making a gzeirah that I shouldn't do chazara on Shabbos? It's a gzeirah l'gzeirah. No, it's all one big gzeirah. U'v'shabbos asur shem yechata. Now, slow down. Till now, we've always said, and we saw the Mishnah Berurah numerous times, Shehiyah is a problem of Shema Yechata. You might stoke the coals. And therefore, if it's cooked enough, whether it's fully cooked and mitzlamik viraloi, or like we say, it's Michael Ben Drusoy, you won't do Shema Yechata. Till now, we said, Chazara on Shabbos was mechzi kemevashel. It looks like you're cooking on Shabbos. So anytime you could show that it's either not, doesn't look like it's cooking, grufa ketuma, or it's a continuation from Erev Shabbos, you didn't put it down, daita lachzer, all that type of stuff. So then it's not so mechzik mevashel. They are coming up with a new thing. And they're saying that Chazara also has a Shema Yechata aspect to it. Uvishabbos also Shema Yechata. And that Shema Yechata, therefore, will apply Erev Shabbos as well. Erev Shabbos as well. We're afraid if I'm going to put it on so close to Shabbos, and I might be Mechatit, so therefore, I might have that problem on Shabbos. V'kolze hudas ha-yeshayimrim she'eskir Ramah. This is what the Yeshayimrim in the Ramah here says. So that's the Yeshayimim says that if it's so close to Shabbos or Baruch Hu, so then you can't put it on without grufa ketuma. Vayesh mekilim hudas Rashi v'siyatei. This virle delay gozer on chazara kimesh hachashecha v'loim b'ajayim. There's no such thing. We're not gozer on chazara only on Shabbos, not before Shabbos. Okay. Oy samach le Baruch Hu. Bizmanam hayagin leimer Baruch Hu behektim. They used to say Baruch Hu very early before Lila. V'kamash malon de kevin ayde baruchu kabbala Shabbos havi keshabbos gomer uveinon shayis asher yekaidem baruchu. So there's a chiddush here. The chiddush is that this shear of time is not before Lila. It's before whenever you're mekabel Shabbos, even if you make early Shabbos. V'ayin b'magen Avram shechaylek alze v'svir leidul nizka ze asher rakaidem chashecha v'leikaidem baruchu. So even if it's you make early Shabbos, but this shear is totally before Baruch Hu. So over here, in this case, be a mile of making early Shabbos, because then you'll be able to put the pot right on, Chazara, without having to worry about Grufo Ketuma, because you have plenty of time till Laila, right? This is where it ends up being a Kula. Now, last time we discussed this with a Basar, with raw things, early Shabbos made trouble, right? But over here, it's better. Even though it's still before Shkia, right? But still, Dinei Kemay Shabbos. V'hainu. So now, for what halachas? For all the halachas of Chazara? No. Rak le'inyan de'be'inan grufa ketuma kemay b'shabbos. It's only legabe grufa ketuma. Aval inyan daite lahachzer v'shalei anichena agabe karka le'be'inan b'zeh. If you took it off Friday morning and you're putting it on right before Shabbos, you don't have to worry that you weren't holding it the whole day. Right, those halachas don't apply. It's only negia to the grufa uktuma problem. Taisha Shabbos v'agra b'shem arash. V'chai legami. Now, if it's fully raw, shari lahachzer samach l'chashecha mamish, then you could put it back samach l'chashecha. Afilu le'ena grufa uktuma k'may shekasev sevel. If that's not a problem, that's not a chazar issue, it's a shi issue, and therefore, even in this shita, if it's chai, it's not a problem. Then he said, it's like Shabbos itself. Now, this is another, could be why at times this halacha may not apply for us. I'm not saying every time, but it's possible. V'dafka acher shenigmar kol bishol akdera. This is talking about it was fully cooked. U'meinicha lamed al akira de'erev lishmar chayma. And you're only putting it there that it should remain warm till the meal. Bazehu de'machmarinon im not lo shaloy lachzir l'sheina grufa. Then we're machmer that if you took it off, then don't put it back unless it's garuf. Aval kol zman shaloi nisbashel kol tzarcha, noitlo umachzira b'chol gavni. Kol zman, it's not fully cooked yet. So here it ends up being a kula when it's not fully cooked. Then you can do whatever you want. You don't have to worry about grufa ketuma. You can take it off and on as many times as you want.
There's
no chashash that if I put it on right before Shabbos and it still needs cooking time, that I'm going to make a mistake and put it down on Shabbos when it needs cooking time. That's bishul. We're not chashash you're going to do an isser of bishul on Shabbos. So the only thing is, it's a case where it's fully cooked. Fully cooked, they're putting it there to keep warm. So then we're afraid on Shabbos, you're going to think that's okay too without grufa ketuma. Upshita de mizdar b'hachi, if it's not cooked, it's a ish prama bishul, and for sure you're going to be careful. Afilu isharis la'achzer b'ayjaim, even if we let you put it on, mi b'ayjaim, you won't mix up that problem. V'yesh machmirin gam azem isham loy plug. But some are machmir and say, no, it's a loy plug, it doesn't make a difference, and it is us. So he said, the Rama said, the minig is to be meikel, but toiv lahachmer. Ulefize, so says the Mishnah Berurah, ein litol hakdera mikira velitnei al gabi taner sheina gar v'katim samach hashecha. So you should not take the pot off the kira and put it onto the oven that's not gar v'katim samach hashecha. The afti taner shalonu dinai kikira habegira gufa yesh lahachmer l'deyazu. It's, even though our ovens are considered like a kira, but a kira is also a problem according to the shita. But if it's garuf ukatum, it's mutter af b'shabbos. So the Mishnah Berurah, the Rama over here is saying, the Mishnah Berurah is saying that the minig is to be mekel, but it's toiv lahachmir b'makom she'ein tzorech kol kach. B'makom she'ein tzorech kol kach. So if a person took it off, has something off the fire on Erev Shabbos, and he wants to put it on right before Shabbos onto a fire that's not garuf ukatum. So let's say, negiah to us, he wants to put it in his oven, right? Which pashas, like we said, is very hard to do, garuf uktuma. So if it's so close to Laila, let's say Shkia, that is, it seems, right? The Mishnah Berurah said a lashon, Shkia Sachama, close to Shkia, that if this thing would be so cold, it would not have time to warm up. So then it should be a problem of that you would need grufa ketuma. Now, in our oven, since you can't do grufa ketuma, so then you're stuck, so to speak, according to the shita. So that kicks in the Rama that says, b'makom shein tzarech kol kach. if you need it, you need your hot food. So that's, in every oven by definition today, is always going to be a makam shein tzarech. It would just be a chacham ein of beroishai to plan it out that he should put it in with enough time for it to get hot. Depending on what you're putting in and how hot your oven is, right? Lemaisaf, even if you say, let's say, from Lichtzen to Shkia is 18 minutes, right? Many things, I'll say everything, depending on how hot your oven is, could get hot in that amount of time. So we're talking about you're putting it on before that, right? Before Lichtzen, a lady's putting it in. So therefore, how it's not so, you know, it's not so common that it should be, L'chari, you're always, not always, but it's possible you're always being Yotze. And if not, you anyways have no, if there's no way to do Gruf Ketumah, so now you're back into, it's a Makom HaTzorech. If it would be, let's say, on top of your oven, where you don't have a blech, and you could put a blech, so that would be a case where you would need to put the blech down according to the shita. Now this again only if it's something that's already fully cooked, right? It's fully cooked and you just keep it warm, because if not, you have a machlokes. But again, you have what to rely on, that if it still needs to cook, that this is not an issue as well. Okay. Continues the Rama on the top. V'davka agabi kira mamish. Now this halach of chazara is only on top of the kira. Avolismaich, but to put it next to the oven. Afilu samach leish b'makam sheyatz ledes boy. Even if it's close to the fire, but it's samach to it. Shari afilu samach lechashecha. That's not a problem because not chazara. It's smicha, and smicha is not a problem. Is not a problem on Erev Shabbos. Over tanur, but if it's the tanur of Chazal, not our tanurim, the tanur of Chazal, ein chilek bein lahachzer alav elismecha etzloi. It's all, that's all us. You can't even do shia next to these things. B'dafka b'makom sheyatzeledes. Obviously, it's because if it's boiling hot there, avalenya yatzeledes sham shari afilu b'shabbes. That you can do even on Shabbos. K'mayish esvay lekam and simen sheniches. But again, it's not negiat us because we don't have that type of tanur. Mishavura ayin hey agavikira mamish haynu. That was the case. The vizay yeshayim chazar usamel chashecha. B'mokam sheyatz ledes boy di ena yatz ledes boy afilu b'shabeshar. If it's ena yatz ledes boy, there's no problem. Samuch lechashecha. You could do smicha. Haynu afilu nitzdan in legamri. Again, this is even if it's totally cold. So again, we're talking about putting it next to the kira, right before Shabbos, in a makam that's yatzeh ledes boy, even if it's nitzdan in legamri, and it's going to cook. That's not a problem. There's no problem here. It's Erev Shabbos, right? We don't care if it's going to cook. V'loy nitzdan legamri, if it's not fully cold, afilu b'Shabbos shari, because it's ein bishel achar bishel if it's not nitzdan in legamri. So there's no problems even on Shabbos. Uchemeshekasavnu b'simashin chesiv tazvav b'haga. That's the halacha. We mentioned this already before. Over tanur ein chilek, haynu, like we said, betanur shel zman haTalmud, and the Gemara is tanur. The chvar kasev zeh b'shulchan aruch b'sif aleph, el l'sham mayr linyan shiyah v'kayr mayr linyan chazara. That doesn't make a difference either way. It's aser. Avol tanurim shalanu shapsuchim in atzad heim kikira. We said so that is like a kira. So this halach of tanur doesn't apply to us. Okay, let's see sif gimel. Hamashkin b'boikers, also very sadistic a sif in understanding grufu k'tuma here. Hamashkin b'boiker. Someone gets up in the morning, and his pot is on the fire, on the oven, and he realizes it's burning. And he's afraid it's going to burn more. So he has a problem. He needs to remove it from the fire, but he needs to keep it on the fire so it should stay warm. So what should he do? He could take it off the fire. Yishana reikanes al pi akira. He could take an old pot that's empty, turn it upside down, right, and put it al pi akira. Vaz, or it can even be right side up for that matter. Vaz yosim akadera shiatav shul besaycha al gabe hakadera reikanes. In other words, he's making our type of blech. Till now we never heard of a blech in Shulchan Aruch. Grufa k'tuma was you got rid of the coals, you cool down the coals with ashes, right? That was the case of Chazal. All of a sudden, this comes from Goyes Mordechai, came up with a new chap. His new chap is that you could take a pot and make what we call today a blech. Now, but you're doing Chazara on the pot. The pot was on the fire, and you're putting it back on the fire, just you're putting it on what we will call now a blech. So you got to make sure you have the tznaim of chazara, that in the mechaber shita, you don't put it down on the karka. V'shetia reisachas, it still has to be hot. The Rama said over there, you know, as long as you had in mind to put it back on, there's what to rely on, even if you put it down on the ground. That's the halachas of Sif Beis. So let's see the Mishnah Berurah. Ayin Tes, Yishana. Aval Chadasha Aser. You can't use a new pot, because in olden days, the way a new pot worked, a metal pot, the mislabin ayideachayim v'nasis kli gemura. The final strengthening of the metal pots was the first time you heated it up, it made it strong. So therefore, that's a problem on Shabbos. V'nasis kli gemura ayideachayim, that's a problem of a makabe patish or whatever on Shabbos. So that's a separate problem. So here you're putting it on the fire, you have to make sure it's old. Uvekadeir shalonu, says the Mishnah Berurah, but our pots, shekvar nigber tikunim vasiyasim betanu shal yaitzim, efshur sheyesh lahakil b'makam adchak. Efshur sheyesh lahakil b'makam adchak, because not everyone agrees that, again, in those kaderis shalonu. Those kaderis shalonu wasn't so posh. Nowadays, today, kaderis are all totally nigmar, as far as I know, that there's nothing more that happens the first time you cook it. Okay. Reikonis. Dimiya batavshil. I don't know here. I mean, it's always a makam adchak. It's burning. Good. Reikanis dimahaya batav. Why empty? You take a full pot? No, because if it's full of food, asur lasim al akira machmas gufo. You can't put a pot of food on the oven. That's not going to help you. Al pi akira davle kira ki grufa kaduma. So there's a new chapa that goes mardchai that now the pot, the oven is like its grufa kaduma. Sharia kadera se semes is pi akira. It's because now the kadera is closing up the opening where the fire is. Now you can take your pot with food and put it on there. Uchadilael. The chazara agabe grufa ketuma is mutter, because chazara on top of grufa ketuma is mutter. Ulefize, so says the Mishnah Berurah, hu adin gam etanurim shalonu kishayish besaycha, gam ken shari liten lemailo agabe maziva shalatanur. So in the olden days, in his days, Mishavur's days, he had a tanner, he put everything in the oven. But there was a tap to the oven, right? There was a tap. So he says, L'chaira, this tap is like this blech. Just put things on top. The maziva is the separation between the pot and the fire. That was also like this box inside the tanur. It's also the same type of idea because there's a hefsik. Achein b'maril isa, but the maril says it's tzarich lahafzik shama l'maziva be'eze etzei daf. He says not enough to put it just on the roof of the oven. You need something else on top of it, a piece of wood or a board or whatever, lehekera, because you want to show there's something different here. The fact that it's just sitting on the top of the oven, ma'isachais, that's not really where you cook, but it still wasn't so well, a hecker. So you need a hecker. V'yasim hakadera aleha. So that's like a modern day blech on top of the oven. V'chei mashma b'soif hasimim b'rama. Vayin b'mogen Avraham b'soif simen reishon and tes b'dine shiya v'atmana shehiti gam kei maril. The end of reishon and tes, the mogen Avraham and the Mishnah Berurah also, they go through like all very bekitzer, all the klalim that you learn since reishon and gimel to reishon and tes, and he also brings the maril there. Umash masham da'idei heker dover hamafzik muter afil liten l'chatchila b'shabes. Oh, one second. Now we took another kula. Till now we're talking about chazara. Right? Because we're talking about an arsif, you're putting it was on the fire, you're putting it back on the fire with this kedera there. They want to say that if it's on the top of the oven, even though we're telling you you have to put a board there for a hecker, but cooking on top of the oven is already not so normal. So when you put the daf on it, it's like a double thing already, you could even put it on the chatchila b'shabbos. That's how makel it is. Fine, b'chadush b'kivei gersham, not so simple. You have another problem. You have to take care of the bishul problem because this is a hot place, and if it's a cold thing, you have a problem. Okay, don't put it on the ground. That's a bishul issue. Now, it's a very famous chazainish over here. The chazainish over here, they bring it in the back of the ones that have the chazainish.
And Chazanish is talking about our blechs. And he says, number one, it's a shinoi. It's not normal to cook in another pot. It also minimizes the heat a lot. But a cover that is normal, so you have to know what normal means, and it's not mimayit hachoyim kol kach, hu bechlal al gaba. That's already called putting on top of the oven. B'chol shekein, the doifen atanur atzmai l'chol shevesek b'shur, if it's the wall of the oven itself, and that's a problem. So the chazanish doesn't really, so in our blechs, if you're a chazanishnik, in our blechs, where we have a piece of metal that we put on top of the fire, it seems that the Chazanish is saying that's not enough. Why? Because maybe it's not the derech, but it's not really memayit hasachoyim, not kolkach and not harbe, right? So therefore, the Chazanishniks, they don't hold of our blechs to use for whatever you need a blech for. It's not called grufa ketuma. Over here, the Margais Mordechai is saying you could do such a thing. That's because in a pot, it's where you're, now, it depends. That's why I always understood it, that the pot was overturned. The overturned, there was space. That's what he says. It's v'may tachayim harbe. Now, it could be also if it's regular and you're putting another pot in, it has to be smaller, obviously, so there's going to be space there. It's not going to make it to the bottom. It has to be v'may tachayim harbe. So this is this question. Since when does Grufa Ketuma need, you have to be Ma'it HaSachayim? This is what all the Mefarshim wonder, where's the Chazanish coming from? L'chayru, we had before Beferish, even if it ignites itself afterwards. You did Ketuma, you put the ashes on it. So we said, yeah, it cools it a little bit, but even if it doesn't cool it, we said it's not a problem. It's for sure not Ma'it HaHarbe. What's going on over here? So I remember when I was learning this in Lakewood, so I was speaking to my Shver Zecharon Lebrach about it, and he says that my Zayda heard from the Chazanish himself, we talked to him about this, about Grufa Ketuma, and the Chazanish says that Grufa Ketuma, by definition, must be in the fire itself. Chazal's Grufa Ketuma means you took out the coals, you put ashes on the coals, that is Grufa Ketuma. That is Grufa Ketuma, by definition. Putting a blech on top of a fire that is also a hecker. Okay, but that's not what Chazal didn't say, just make a hecker. They specifically said grufa or ketuma. Those are your two options to be grufa or ketuma. Okay? So therefore, to be grufa or ketuma, and with chumras and kulas of it, whatever it is, it must be something in the fire itself. Well, bizman hazeh, we can't do anything. We don't do anything in the fire. So what's this new hamtzah of a blech? The only new hamtzah of a blech is this kedera rekanis. This Kedera Rekanis, says the Chazanish, how does that work? Chazal never said you could just do what you want, make your own Hekerim. How does it work? The Teretz says it's so abnormal because it's not a normal way of doing it, and it's Mimayit HaChoyim Harvei. That's the other case we have. So therefore, you have Agayis Mordechai that says that. So now we have our modern day blechs. Grufa Ketuma, it can't be. It's not in the fire. So you have to make it like the Kedera Rekanis. That's the only thing we have left. That's the only thing we have left. That's what the Chazanish holds. The Mishnah Berurah doesn't seem to look like that. The Mishnah Berurah says, "The Havale Kikira Gruva Ketuma." Sharei, he says that this is cool. It seems it's much more expansive. I remember I went to Michal Yardley's, Zangazut and Stark, on the big Paiskim in Lakewood, and I told him this, and he tells me, I worked, I can't remember if he said hours or days, he said, for a very long time on this Chazanish, and I came out that that's the only way to understand the Chazanish. He was mechavin to what I told him from the Chazanish alein. He says, I came out that's the only way to understand the Chazanish. Because everybody looks at this Chazanish and says, oh, a blech has to be, where does it come from? And then they don't understand the Chazanish. And the Teretz is, when you hear the Chazanish and they understand where he's coming from, and he's saying, you only have two choices in Chazal. Grufa Ketuma, which we don't have. The other option is Kedera Rekanis. So you got to make a Kedera Rekanis. Our blechs don't do a Kedera Rekanis. The other Paiskim say, no, Grufa Ketumah was the way it was in Chazal's days. You see, there's other Eitzahs here. Even that Agos Mardukha has another Eitzah, right? On Shabbos, you can't do Grufa Ketumah. So he says, I have another Eitzah of Grufa Ketumah. It's a Gedei Rekhanis. So as long as we do something like that, and it's a Heker, it's enough. And that seems to be the Machlaikis, if our Blechs would have such halacha. So you will have Machmirim, who will use a Blech only for Shehiyah. Because in Shehiyah, anyways, we have Shitas that say, once it's Michael Ben Jusai, you don't have a problem. So even if you want to be from the Machmirim, so maybe, but to do Chazara, that they will say, well, we have a Chazanish that we don't want to do Chazara, unless it's an overturned pot or a tire or something like that, then you could do Chazara. Now, in the world of the Mishnah Berurah, if you would take a Blech and then an overturned pot or something, you might end up even being able to do somehow Nesina L'chatchila even. Maybe, you'd have to figure out how it works over here. Right, he said that once if you put a board on top of the oven, it might be so good that you can even put it on L'chatchila if it's something that doesn't have a bishul. Again, I'm not getting into that, but that's where all of this raid comes from. Bez Hashem, we'll continue next time.